the Bible bless all of you. 21 day fast of Daniel. 21 days program for the Holy Spirit. Once the Holy Spirit comes inside of you, upon you, He helps you. Who can be a better helper than the Lord? We had many helpers in our lives. They came into our lives and they left. Some of them are gone, are dead. But the Holy Spirit abides in us forever. We are going to read today the words of Jesus. What Jesus said. Whenever you read the Bible, you need to identify who is talking, who is speaking. Here in my Bible, I have many words. The word of a man, the word of Satan, and the word of Jesus, the word of God. We have the word of Moses, Joshua, King David, the prophets, the disciples, the apostles, but also the word of Jesus, the word of God. We are reading today in this day, number 8, the word of Jesus. He said, I will pray the Father, and He will give you another. He says, another helper. You see over there, capital H, which means the Holy Spirit, that He may abide with you forever. He is going to abide with you forever. Well, let us go to the thoughts of the day. Food for thoughts. Many helpers we have or we had in life, like the mother, first teacher, driving, somebody helped you how to drive, and also first job. Talking about the first helper, that was my mother, your mother. They gave birth and they started helping the babies through. How to walk, how to eat, how to bath, how to take care of himself, herself. That was the tasks of the mother. You still have your mother? Praise God. Some people, their mothers are already promoted. They passed. Amen. However, there are teachings from your mother, your father, that you never forget. However, when the Holy Spirit comes to us, He never passes. He's going to help us until the end. Another helper that we had was the teacher, the first teacher. Do you remember your first teacher? Do you remember the name of your first teacher? I don't. I don't remember the name of my first teacher. But everybody had the first teacher who taught you the first letters, the first numbers, subjects, lessons, and then you left that school. You went to another school, other teachers, but they came and left. Well, do you drive? Who helped you to drive? Did you go to the drive school? You have somebody that was instructing you to drive. So driving, if you drive, somebody taught you how to drive. And then you had your first job. Somebody over there taught you what to do, how to do the job. Maybe you came there without skills. You did not know what to do. You just arrived there, day number one. You still remember day number one? You were completely lost. Yes, that's right, completely lost. But then somebody was teaching you, helping you, helping you. Now you became a wise, skilled, professional worker. Praise God. But all these teachings expires because one day you are going to stop driving, one day you stop working, everything stops. But He said, I will pray the Father, He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. I have here this cup of water. Right now we are going to pray. Do you want this helper? Do you need to have this helper inside of you that is the Holy Spirit? In this day number 8, let us pray, because he is going to teach you all things. Close your eyes. Oh, my Father God, I thank you, Lord, for all the helpers that came in our lives. Parents, teachers, professors, people that helped us through in life. Everything that we know, we have learned from someone or something. But your Spirit, Lord, is the help. You said, I'll send you another helper. This helper teaches us what to say it, how to control our tongue, how to control our mind, our thoughts. This helper helps us through. So Jesus, there is this person that says, I never went to school. I don't know how to read, how to write, not even sign my name. This person is considered by others as uneducated. But once a person receives your Spirit, he receives wisdom. He receives knowledge, understanding, power. Oh Lord, my God, and this is what I pray right now. We need you. We are every day making decisions. Every day taking decisions. Oh Lord, my God, you promised to give us another helper. We always have decisions, options before us to go right, left, option A, B, 1, 2. Only your Spirit to teach us, my Lord. Always we have to answer people. And we don't want to be rude. We don't want to have bad manners. Oh Lord, sometimes this person is under depression. Yes, they apply hard pressure. This person is hard pressed, squeezed, oh Lord. But once your Spirit comes, you help how to behave, how to answer, how to handle things, how to manage things. Oh Lord, my God. That is this person pray with me inside of a prison. And over there, nobody helps nobody. I have been inside, pray. Only you to help. You are the helper. So help this person right now. Empower this person. Enter, oh God, their lives. And make this person to change. To be made new, a new person. Full of your Spirit. Right now I say to you, receive this helper right now. You can raise your hands and seek the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that comes upon you. Go ahead in your room, bathroom, kitchen, living room, in your cell, in prison, wherever you may be. Seek the Holy Spirit. Thank you. of Jesus Christ. My Lord, I don't know when or where this person will watch this video and pray with me. Prayers do not expire. This video is not just a pre-recorded prayer. We are talking to you. Enter their lives and live inside of them. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's name, amen. Praise God. Amen. All right, the Helper is with you. Keep praying with us, seeking the Holy Spirit every single day. Tomorrow I'm going to be back with the day number 9. Day number 9, the Spirit of God will be inside of you and also upon you. I finish right now and I say to you once again, just believe.